We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome to Talking Halos. It's Derek C. Paul with my co-hosts, my partners in crime, Jared Timms and Negative Nate Green. Yes, I wove that together, Nate.
It's good. So it's fantastic.
Negative Nate Green. So, I mean, today we're here to talk about our Christmas list. It is the first podcast of the week after Thanksgiving. We've had a trade. I have a couple questions for you guys on that because I'm starting to think my prediction might be coming true. I think they might be spending. I have to ask that question. So before we get to the Christmas list, are we willing to reevaluate the belief that they weren't going to spend? Is it starting to look like they were? Because it's looking like they were to me. Jared, want to go first or Negative Nate? Which one do you want?
I think we're at in between at the moment, including ARB and everything, 180 to 190 or 185 to 195, I think is what our math says ish. I think they dumped some contracts though. One, maybe more than that. I mean, you look at there's four big contracts, and I air quote big contracts that you can get rid of if you so want to. There's two that I wouldn't, and there's two that I would. More than likely, you have Aaron Loop and Ryan Tepera in the bullpen. I know you're getting tired of it. Aaron Loop, Ryan Tepera in the bullpen, both making $7 to $8 million. And then you have David Fletcher and Max Stassi. I don't think you get rid of that depth, but I do think you can, if you want, go ahead and you can, you know, cut a little bit of contract salary money there as well. Just a thought though. So, but I see there, I mean, they are spending, correct? which is interesting, okay. Which is fascinating.
So it seems to me, and Nate, I don't know if you're going to side with me or not, but it seems to me like Jared is rationalizing the idea that they could be spending by looking for ways for them to dump salary instead of accepting the fact that they may just be spending.
I never said they weren't going to spend. I said it was going to be an intriguing offseason because I have no idea what is up Artie's sleeve.
No, listen, I was the one who was bullish on the fact they might spend. You guys are, especially
he was. Jared was more of like they weren't going to spend.
I didn't think.
I was more of the hey, we're going to stick around that same number, and honestly, I'm going to stay with that. Like I know it's a little bit higher. They're right around that 195 is what it looks like right now. And like Jared said, they could move a contract or two to move him back around that 190. And they're usually around that 185 mark. But what we haven't really talked about this offseason, which I think is interesting, the luxury tax has gone up this year. It's all the way up to 233. So if you think about that, where the luxury tax has been and where the luxury tax is now, we're technically where we always are, right? Like we've spent $10 million more than what we normally do. And the luxury tax went up roughly $13 million where it normally is. So the Angels really technically haven't spent more.
Okay, They're just right around the same. Hold on. This is like, both you two refusing to believe that I could be right on this, okay?
It's possible, but I'm just
now saying So Jared's sitting there going, well, we're going to see some salaries cut. And Nate's over here, well, technically because they raised the ceiling of the luxury tax, therefore then spending a little more just keeps them underneath that leg. No, they're still spending more. You're still seeing this payroll go up. And they still don't have a shortstop.
That you like.
That we like, yes. They don't have a shortstop that we like.
I don't think he's a shortstop. I don't think they're done.
I'm just saying they don't have a shortstop that we like. That doesn't mean they don't have a shortstop because I would not put it past Perry. We watched him start Andrew Velasquez, you know, way too much. I would not put it past him to start LeVon Soto or David Fletcher. They went into the year saying David Fletcher was going to start last year. Why would they change that this year? And I would be 100% upset and think that that is not a good thing. But, you know, they said it last year. Why change what they did last year?
And they might. But I'm sitting here looking at this and going, the math isn't working for them to stay where they are. They're doing too many things. It seems to me like they're going to make one last run with Otani is what it looks like to me. That's what it looks like. Hopefully. And then if it doesn't work come July, ship them out. That's what it's looking like to me. So that said, and again, I could be wrong, but I think I have to be like the totally pat myself in the back kind of guy. I think I might be right. And if I'm wrong, you guys will eat me alive, and that's okay. I would hope I'm not wrong. I think you guys would hope I'm not wrong. I'm just saying. That said, Christmas, Angels Christmas list. Who do I start with for this? I'll start with Nate because we need some negative energy here.
It's hard to be negative with Christmas list, honestly. I think the first thing that's on this list is long overdue. And I think for me, it's new uniforms. Like you saw the Twins roll out some new uniforms not too long ago. And I know we ran out the City Connect, but I think with the Angels, hopefully with the new owner, this is something that's very plausible is some new uniforms. I think the Angels have had the same looking uniforms for about feels like 15 years, like ever since Artie has taken over. So I guess 20 years now. The uniforms have basically been the exact same for those 20 years. So I'm hoping that the Angels roll out some new uniforms. That'd be really cool. Incorporate some more of the navy and a little bit of the red because, you know, how many times can you look at the same uniform? It's white, it's red, and it's gray or it's red. Those are the only colors they use. And it's like you have more than one color in your scheme. Like you've got the blue, you've got the yellow, you've got the red, you've got the white. Like we can be a little bit, we can think outside the box and come up with something better than the same old red and white jerseys and the same old white and red jerseys and the gray and red jerseys.
Jared, how do you feel about that list provided by Mr. Green?
I like that. That's just number one. I like it. Yeah, I do think they need new jerseys for sure. That's a weird, like, yeah, it's just kind of like a clear the slate type of thing. You know, they don't need to go away from like these jerseys. I like them, but they could definitely use a new alternative. You know, maybe they let them start wearing some different under shirts. By the way, they wore, I think we saw Shohei wear black at some points, and Yunel Escobar used to wear navy. So that's cool to see. But yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, incorporate some new colors.
You know, a couple of years ago, and I forget the young man, Jeff Perlman. He had Jeff Perlman on the show when he came out to it. Anaheim, forgetting the author. And he basically trashed Anaheim Stadium and talked about the uniforms. And John and I defended the uniforms. And I still like them, but they're boring. They've gotten boring to me. The simple Angels graphic, white jersey with the red hat. I mean, it's boring. I actually like the City Connect jersey. I know some people don't. That's fine. But they kind of brought back the older school feel to it a little bit from how things used to look. And I kind of liked them. The one I really wish they would bring back is the throwbacks. They can modernize throwbacks a little bit from the 70s and 80s, make them look a little more 2020-ish. But those that look, every year we have the, you know, the retro weekend. I forget what they call it.
Yep.
All right. And I look for those uniforms every year. They look good. And I'd like to see them go back to that. That, I mean, something similar. It can be fixed. The red, it looks too much to me like the Cardinals is what it does to me, even the Reds. And I'm just kind of over it. I they're still nice uniforms. They're clean. But I'm kind of tired of it.
I agree. Kind of boring. Even the cream, like the new cream ones, like they're cool, but like very safe. You know, like they could have gone out on a limb with those. Like you saw what San Diego did, and you've seen what some of these other teams have done with their City Connect, like the White Sox and the Cubs and things like that. Even the Marlins, like these teams went bold and were like, hey, if it's a flop, it's a flop, but at least we're going to do something different than our normal. And the Angels kind of were like, well, we like our logo. We like our look. We're going to keep it the same. We're just going to make it a cream instead of a white. And it's like, you know, the cream looks really good. I like it, but it's just very, very safe.
I would say that anytime I'm buying Angels gear, I don't look for the current stuff. I'm always looking for the history-looking stuff, the old school throwback stuff, like the hat you're wearing. Yep. You know, I look for those. My favorite hat. I look for the 80s. I look for all those. I don't want the current stuff. It's just, I mean, it's been 3 years since we had that podcast and my view has changed on it. I'm just kind of tired of the same old. And part of it might just be the fact they've sucked for so long. And that uniform is now to me kind of represent the suckiness, but you know, any final thoughts on that, Jared, before we go to your Christmas list?
No, I'm with it. I like it. I like right. New jerseys.
So what's your Christmas list?
I mean, number one, I want to win. So we're going, I want a new shortstop right away.
That was on mine as well.
Yep. Number one, one of the big four. I know, I mean, you know, we've talked about before, they might not be big four, but Correa, Turner, Bogarts, or Swanson, got to go get one of those guys. I don't want to see David Fletcher playing shortstop next year. I really don't. I don't want to see Renifo. I don't want to see Leivon Soto unless there's an injury. I don't want to see Zach Neto up unless there's an injury, or unless the Angels are playing really well and Neto's playing well and he can play second base. I just want to see a legitimate shortstop. The Angels have never had a good shortstop before in, like, since when was the last time they had a good shortstop?
Andrew Velasquez.
Jim Fregosi.
Andrew Anderton.
I'll give you that. But like
very average, not a top five, like he was, shortstop in the game.
He was maybe a top five shortstop. He was a top five shortstop for like 2 years. I give you 2 years of Andrelton being a top five shortstop.
He was defensively at least. Very offensively, good.
I'm talking total package offense, defense.
Eric
combined.
Eric Ibar. I'm not. I mean, Eric Ibar was very. He was good. He was good, but he wasn't a top five shortstop. The Angels have never had a top five shortstop in baseball. You know, if you look back at it, I mean, David Eckstein wasn't a shortstop. He really wasn't. Like I said, I mean, you can keep going back.
Second baseman, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Jim Fregosi was the last time that they had a legit shortstop. So I would love to see them go get a legitimate shortstop, and there are four on the board.
This just still go back a long time. When you're talking about legit, you're talking about both with the bat and defensively, right? Not just defensively.
Yeah, the top five shortstop in baseball. The Angels have ever had one.
No. They've had some good defensive ones.
Yeah,
they just never seem to have a bat.
Yeah, Gary DeSarcino is fine. Ibar, excellent. Like, those guys are all fine, but they're not, they weren't like, oh my gosh, this is one of the top players in the game.
Angels ever had an all-star shortstop? Ibar maybe once?
I honestly think DeSarcino was an all-star, I think, once. I could be wrong. I'm going way back into the well of knowledge for this one. What position did Dick Schofield play?
That might have been it. I feel like he was a third baseman a little bit, though, too, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't a power hitter. They always had somebody else there. I just can't remember off the top of my head. It's been so long. I have to sit back and I'll have to look it up later next time I do the podcast. I'll have to tell you. That's it, though, right?
But my wish list, no, I want a shortstop, and I want another starting pitcher. I want a right-handed starting pitcher. I don't think there are too many different options. Kyle Gibson's definitely one that I know. Six Randy Johnson. I wouldn't mind, like, if you can go get Sean Manaea on a really cheap deal, rolling. I know you don't want to roll out that amount of lefties, but that's somebody you can get on a 1-year deal for, I don't know, maybe $10 million, a very Mike Clevenger-esque deal. I know he just signed one for $12 million. I think that could be a good fit. I know you're rolling out a lot of lefties there, but you're one starting pitcher away. And you need to, there's a bullpen to be built out there full of free agents. I mean, you can go sign guys to minor league deals, just go get as deep as you can at every single position. So that's my wish list. Go get, like, my number one, number two, and number three is go get a shortstop. Is that bad?
And any thoughts on that at all, Nate?
No, I mean, the shortstop is a must. It was also on my list. The starting pitcher, it needs to happen. I agree. I would like it to be a right-handed starter. I'm not a huge Sean Manaea guy, especially since we basically have, Sean Manaea in 6 years on the staff and Tyler Anderson. And, I would like them to go out and get someone. I think with the minor league depth the Angels have right now, it's still not great, but I think they have enough to go get someone that isn't going to take away from the major league depth that's going to help them, possibly make the playoffs. But I think they might price themselves out of a guy because they really need a playoff starter, in my opinion.
So Jared focused mainly on personnel. Nate backs up. Nate talks about uniforms. We all back it up. Okay, here I am. And my list is the one that feels impossible to me right now. And just the way they're behaving right now, I don't think it's going to happen. Twofold. A, new ownership. We're all praying for that. Mm-hmm. The sooner, the freaking better. And somebody who we know will spend. The sooner that happens, the better. But that's looking like Artie's taking his sweet time on that. Okay. Looking like it. You know how quiet he is. The second thing is this. I want a solution to the stadium stuff. I want to see progress with the stadium. We all know what happened in Anaheim last year with all that. I want all the other things to be settled. And, of course, I don't think the second part happens without the first part happening. So ownership and then ballpark being settled. I want those things settled. I want a franchise that's settled. It just seems like every year there's just instability within the Angels franchise, and instability equals no winning, whether it be the front office, whether it be any organizational depth, whether it be the other logistics of it. I want a stable franchise that has a vision for the future. Their vision encompasses everything from the ballpark to the ownership, to your staff, to uniforms, all of it. And all I see right now is a bunch of same old, same old, Angels sent out the promo package for next year. Okay. You can always look at the bobbleheads, right? Any new bobbleheads? No, it's the same guys, Ohtani and Trout. That's it. Like, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. Let's just recycle it over and over and over and over again. And as a person who watches the club, I'm tired of it.
I agree. The stadium was also on my list. I had new uniforms, new stadium, and a shiny new shortstop. So I agree. I think
that your mouth real good.
Yeah, those are definitely, and I agree with you as well that like the stadium is not going to be, it's not going to be a solution until after we get a new owner. Like the new owner has to come in and make that a priority. It's not going to be something that Artie's going to do. And to go along with you saying that a lot of stuff is the same, I think when you have an owner who doesn't truly love the sport, and I don't, not to say that Artie doesn't truly love the sport. I think he enjoys it, but I don't think that he's the diehard fan that some of these owners are, like Steinbrenner or you know, some of these owners. But I think you just get into a habit of just like, you know what, just keep rolling out the same stuff because he doesn't want to do anything new because it's like, you know what, just keep it the same. I'm making my money. I'm good. But if you have someone who truly enjoys what they do, why they own this team, they're going to come out with all these things that we're asking for because they want this franchise to be at the top of every list, whether it's the top team in the league, whether it's the top uniform, the top stadium, like all these things are going to be on their list of things that they want. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like, I know we've mentioned so many different things, but the number one thing that I think we all are in agreement on is we want a new owner and we want a new owner who cares. If we get that, like everything else will take care of itself. And we truly believe that you get an owner in here who cares, the Angels will find themselves in the playoffs within the next 2 years.
That's the thing. I don't think he doesn't care. I think he's burned out. I think, you know, 7 years of things not going the way he wanted to go, 7 years of bad decisions, all the stadium junk. I just think Artie's just kind of done. And it's still the same ending, though. Like, even if it's not, even that's not, this is, it's still the same ending, which is this. So just one more thing to make my point, because I just have to make a point. April 8th, 13 strikeouts bobblehead for Ohtani. April 21st, Mike Trout bobblehead. There we go. Ohtani shirt April 22nd. Ohtani and Trout blanket April 25th. Same two guys. Here we go. Reversible bucket hat. We've had that before, something similar.
Nothing after the trade deadline, though.
And
for Ohtani.
Yeah, there's a Trout bobblehead late in the year and trying to find it. Throwback weekends, 22nd, 23rd July. Yeah, and you noticed that. You did notice it, didn't I? It too. Like nothing after the trade deadline, right? There's a Trout Silver Slugger bobblehead on September 15th. Already have umpteen Trout Silver Slugger bobbleheads. It's the same stuff.
Yep.
And who cares?
Yep.
I'm getting tired of just Trout and Ohtani on my over my mantle. And okay, again, bobblehead's a small example of it, but it's kind of indicative of the bigger issue that nothing new. Everything old is new again for them, and everything stays the same. And I'm just tired of the same. I'm tired of status quo.
See, and I'm not the negative one today. Huh?
I don't think I'm being negative. I'm not trying to be negative on it. I'm wishing they would see the light and change. And sooner or later, I'm hoping for is it's on my list, an owner who will have vision for the future and not just being status quo. And sooner or later, it's going to happen. Whoever buys this team is going to have a vision for it. And it's not going to be the same as Artie Moreno. So listeners, it's still negative Nate, not negative or not Debbie, Downer, Derek. Okay. All right. My point is right now, this is where we are. 7 years of bad baseball and status quo. And we all have a vision to where we want to be. Man, did that sound depressing still?
No, but I was just saying, like, it did sound a little bit. There was a time where it's like, well, you know, same old, same old. Like, but it is what it is. You know, the Angels have been in that way. I think especially when you haven't been in the playoffs and you have those expectations to be in the playoffs every year, like, you're very critical, and it's way easier to look at the negatives than the positives. Like if you're a team like the Pirates or the Orioles that aren't supposed to make the playoffs, and there's low expectations and they beat those expectations, or they get a guy up who overperforms, or they get to see a top prospect that performs as expected, like it's way easier to pick out like, oh my gosh, did you see Adley Rutschman's debut? Did you see Gunnar Henderson's debut? Like all these guys, you're excited mm-hmm. rather than like, oh, you know, the Angels are supposed to win 90 to 92 games like they are every year. The Angels win 78 to 82 like they do every year. And it's a lot easier to point at, oh, here we go again. Same old, same old. Here's the same bobbleheads. Here's the same uniforms. Here's the same offseason. And here's the same crap that we have to go through every year. So I am looking forward to a new owner and hopefully just a restart of the franchise. I think that's the biggest need.
I agree. Jared?
I just want a shortstop.
So in all that, he just wants a shortstop. For me, I want the whole package.
Yeah, I think it starts with the owner. You get a new owner, then everything else will take care of itself.
Well, here's the reality of it. You know, we're going to be entering our fourth 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. We're heading into our fifth season next year, the podcasting. And every year has been kind of this roller coaster. We've invested hours and hours, Jared, especially in the last year, you, Nate, in the last year. We've opened a website. Now we've poured hours of our time into covering this team and what we want is, who doesn't want to cover a winning ball club? I still cover the Rams too. And I got to tell you, after a Super Bowl, to be 3-8 and like 3/4 of your rosters on the IR right now, my gosh, that's flipping depressing. Like you just want to go home and just go rock back and forth and cry every day trying to cover this team. Nobody wants to do that. So my point is this, we have so much invested in seeing this team do well. And after a while, you just kind of get tired of seeing them do the same thing. That's all it is. And I'm sure all these fans out there are probably feeling the same way. Look, we love our Angels. We just want to see them do something. There's no reason they can't compete the Dodgers in that market. The Dodgers have a head start, sure. But, you know, you tell me back in 2002 when they win the World Series, that place wasn't crazy for the Angels, because they were.
And they got an owner who wanted to spend money.
Pardon me?
And they got a new owner shortly after who wanted to spend money. He just didn't spend it correctly. So.
And they still won division titles up until what, 2013, 2014? They were competing every year, and then the bottom falls out.
Once all the prospects that the old regime had gone by the wayside, then that's when it basically ended.
Yeah. Jared, any final thoughts before we close out of here?
Oh, shortstop.
Yeah, we know.
I missed a couple of shows, and I got a lot to say, and you guys just there and just let me go off. I kind of like it. I'm not sure how the listeners will be. You guys just kind of let me go off. Nate, any final thoughts?
Nope. Looking forward to these next couple of weeks. The winter meeting's starting here soon, within the next week, actually. We'll get the winter meetings, and I'm excited to see if the Angels are continuing to be active or if they're going to start to shut it down a little bit.
I think they're going to be active. How's that for optimism?
Active. You guys, go check out the latest podcast, too. Zach Neto, Ben Joyce.
Check them out.
It's your fun.
All right. So it's time for us to go. Don't forget to check us out on all of the major podcast outlets. We're part of the Blue Wire Network, so don't forget to check all their work out, even for the teams you don't like. And in the meantime, we're out of here.